Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer, the radio show. This is Robert Noss. This is where we affirm and celebrate and act with the power of dreams, coincidence, and imagination. We have a real treat today. We have a wonderful guest from Minnesota. Her name is Monica Kenton. She is a teacher of active dreaming. She is one of the most vibrant and lively and effective dream ambassadors that I know, and she's been having a lot of fabulous experiences of her own that I want to get her to talk about. So, Monica, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's really fun to be here.
Well, we had a good time recently. We had a bit of a mix-up, and we got you on, and I was so excited I wanted to have you on for the full show, so that's what we're going to do. Monica, one of the things I want to talk to you about is the idea that each of us, whether we know it or not, has a kind of inner council of advisors are available. I mean, some show up in dreams. We find ourselves talking to someone. You know, we might think, my goodness, is that really Walt Disney? Why would Walt Disney talk to me? Was that really Robert Louis Stevenson, or was that really Harriet Tubman? Some of them have famous names and famous faces, and we might be skeptical about who they are. But on the other hand, there might be people we know and admire, and our inner council might also include people we have known who have maybe gone on to somewhere else, a beloved grandmother or grandfather, someone like that. And I know you've been having some really interesting dreams and been following them up by doing what we call dream reentry, which is what we do when we learn to take an image that has come to us and explore it and use it as a doorway for further adventure. And we started talking last time you were on about your adventures with a deceased railroad baron in your part of the world in Minnesota, and I gather that your encounters with what are possibly members of your inner council of advisors, your committee of dreams, have gone further since then. So talk to us a little bit about, let's reprise what happened with the deceased railroad baron, and let's see where you've been going with all of this since then.
Yeah, so it's been really exciting, and I've done, you know, different work with spiritual councils and bring connecting in with my guides, and I find that certain times some show up for a while, and then they shift and leave, and then this group of people I've been accumulating, or what would you say accumulating, I've been finally seeing them probably over the last 3 months, and it started out with a dream with James J. Hill, where I have this dream, and I see this man, white hair, white beard, and kind of like clothes from the early 1900s. And all of a sudden, he starts to walk away, and right before, he says, I want a numerology reading. And I was kind of shocked by that. And then immediately after, I asked him, well, what's his name? And he said, J.J. Hill. And I'm like, James J. Hill? And he says, yes. And so that was the first time that all of a sudden I had had somebody who I had heard of, because I've heard of him here in Minnesota, but I hadn't really connected with him. So looking him up on the internet and seeing all of that, I was like, wow, that is the person that was in my dreams. So it started with him, and then from there on, with constant, you know, going into reentry and asking and connecting in, I've connected in with a variety of other council people as well.
Okay, well, let's pause with J.J. Hill for a moment. So suppose this is, it's always open to discussion, is this the spirit of that person? Is it some kind of personality essence, as the Seth of the Jane Roberts writing called himself? Is it a projection of ourselves as the dreamer? In whatever the answer to that is, why would J.J. Hill, a dead railroad baron, want to talk to you? I mean, you're in the same territory, so to speak, geographically, but what is your understanding of why he would have turned up in your dreams?
Well, for me, for him turning up in my dreams, one of the things is that I've been wanting to connect more for my spiritual counsel regarding business. So there was some business pieces to understand about business. But I also do a lot of work and a lot of dream reentry and things like that around railroads and railways and connecting in with heart's desire. And I firmly believe that we have the ability to travel back and forth through time. And so I also believe that there's something that I'm helping him with in this time and place. And whether it is, you know, whatever people think, but that is how I believe and that's how it works for me.
Well, you're speaking very well, but let's stay with this for now because it's worthy of deeper exploration. So you have been thinking about, you know, a business agenda at the time. He's obviously a man who knew a lot about business. And you also said that you felt that he might need some kind of help in whatever afterlife state he is in. So is there a sort of quid pro quo here? Is you're thinking about how to get things together financially in business terms. He is a very successful business guy who turns up who maybe wants some guidance from a dreamer about, you know, his options and his the lines, the tracks he should now follow in the afterlife. Is that the nature of what's going on, do you think?
That is definitely a piece of it, definitely, helping him with where he is now. And I also do feel that there has been something with when he was, you know, when he was alive in Minnesota, wanting to connect in with spiritual more concepts. And that dream way was open for both of us.
So you were thinking about business when you started dreaming of him. Has he given you anything or suggested to you anything that has got you on the right track, so to speak, in terms of your business orientation? Has he given you anything of practical application?
Yes, he has. There's been some pieces really more of advice talking about that there's no such thing as failure. So that was one of the pieces that he was sharing with me, that you just keep on doing what you're doing. And that was a piece. So learning about that, because there have been things in my business where I was thinking of it as a failure. And he's like, if you don't try, you can't go forward. There are other pieces with the fact that when he was building the railroads, his big piece of it was also creating communities along the railroad that would need his services, need the services of the railroad. So there was a lot of effort put into those communities as well. So I'm using that energy and that advice about the communities of people that I'm serving in different areas of the country and following, you know, the train track of my life of sharing dream work. So being able to put effort into building those communities, that's another piece that he's helping me with.
Well, that certainly sounds like the right line. I'm fascinated by this because it's an unexpected connection. If it's my inner council, somebody joining my inner council. And also because, like you, I think I love trains. I love train lines. I mean, I was a boy who loved railways. I used to, when I lived in Melbourne as a kid, I'd ride the trains to the terminus of each line, get the little old timetable they used to have. I had model trains in my room. And I've always liked the symbology of the railroad in terms of our dreams. Are we on the right track? We're on the right line. Where do we have to stop? What's the training? And I told you that since I've been meditating on your dreams of J.J. Hill, I remember there's another American railroad baron of maybe a slightly later period, Arthur J. Stilwell, who was inspired by dreams to lay the tracks. I mean, actually, the dream showed him, like a good engineer would, where to lay the tracks, and led him to the founding of a town called Port Arthur in Texas. And he called his dream advisors his brownies, just as Robert Louis Stevenson did. So here's a case of another American railroad baron with a connection with dreams in his lifetime. He's somebody being directly inspired by his dreams and actually talking about it. I don't know whether that went on with J.J. Hill, but it's very interesting that there is an American connection in American history. You've added to it with your encounters with J.J. Hill between dreams of trains and building railroads. But, Monica, since you started dreaming with J.J. Hill, you've discovered that you have possible connections with other figures who can appear to you in dreams or dreamlike states and can be a source of inspiration and guidance and good conversation. So So talk to us about how you found yourself growing your inner counsel.
So part of it, a big part of it, is that before I go to bed at nighttime, that I put an intention asking, for example, if there's some advice from one of the people from the inner counsel, is there, you know, talking with either James J. Hill. The other, besides putting the intentions at night, I have done re-entries or connected in, starting out with a train station, actually, and then taking a track that I knew was for me. And so in this journey, going on that track and looking and finding that there were other people with James J. Hill. And each time that I would go back, I would find more people.
Did your visits to the train station predate your encounter with J.J. Hill, or did they, or were they inspired by your meeting with him?
They started about a year and a half before.
Okay. See, this, when you think about how magnetism, what attracts different intelligences, you were already working with, playing with, the idea of the train station is a good point of departure for dreaming. So I want you to do this, Monica. You're a very good dream teacher. I want you to play dream teacher for all of us for a moment. I'd like you right now to guide us on a simple meditation. Take us to the train station that could be our point of departure for an interesting journey, maybe for an interesting conversation, maybe to explore a life track, whatever kind of agenda we might have. You can suggest to us what kind of intention we might set. But imagine right now that you are in front of a group, and you are indeed in front of a group of people all over the world listening to this. Take us to a train station in our imagination and give us the instructions that might enable us, starting out from there, to follow a certain track and see where it leads, or meet a certain person, or just have some fun and adventure.
Awesome. Okay. So for everyone who is listening right now, this is a journey to the train tracks of your heart's desire.
Mm.
And what I'd like everyone to just imagine is some type of a train station that you have seen. Maybe it's one that you saw as a child. Maybe it is one that you've seen in a picture. But there's one that intrigues you, that has mystery, that you know this is for your adventure. And so you imagine this train station. So just get that picture in your mind with an intention of being able to connect in with finding your track, your track to your heart's desire. So once you have this train station, this is going to be as a portal, as a way in, this image that you have for yourself. So as you get that in your mind, just taking a deep breath in and out. Now just imagine that you are in that train station. You can see all the people bustling around. There's so much going on. But at one place, you notice that there is an information booth. It could be a round booth, a square one, but there's somebody there. And that person might be somebody you recognize or not, but that's the ticket taker. And as you see that person, he or she looks at your luggage and says, oh, you need to let go of something in order to go on this train for yourself. So just look and just sense, what is it that you're releasing? Is there a suitcase that you no longer need? Is it doubt, or is it being too serious? What is it for you? And some of it might not make sense, and some of it might, but just start to let that go. And as you do, you just feel lighter. You're ready for this amazing ride on this train for you. You look at the ticket taker, and he or she is really happy and gives you a token. And that is to get on your train. Now, you might notice that there are all kinds of other trains around. And there might be a temptation to say, oh, I want to see this one or that one. But there's one that is just for you. You see it in the distance. There might be lights around it with your name emblazoned all over that this is your track. But you know without a doubt that this one is for you. It's light. It's filled with beauty. And you start to walk towards that. As you get to the entrance, the door opens, and you're in a different world. You might notice hens and feathers in the air. You might notice acrobats. You might notice people that you know. And you keep on looking everywhere on each of these cars. There's something special for you. As you walk, there is one where that's where your spiritual council is getting together to help with your plans, to help you stay on track. You walk in. You notice there's so much light, happiness, and beauty. You might notice one person or many. You find your place among all of these amazing people here to help you. Take a moment and find out, who are they? Why are they there? What information do they have for you? And how are they helping you on your journey of your heart's desire? Just taking a moment and knowing that afterwards you'll be able to come back here at any time. You promise all of them that you'll be back soon to get more information, clues, to more of what makes you tick, more of where you are meant to go on your track. You say thank you, and that you'll be back. And you slowly start to make your way back through the different train cars, seeing what they have. You might notice that someone gives you a special object. And as you get ready to depart, come back, you're so grateful and happy and excited because you can feel this energy that you're bringing out back into the world. And you come back through the train station, back to where you are in your body, and bring that feeling of amazingness and knowing you can always go back whenever your heart desires.
Beautiful, Monica. Beautifully led. You are a very good teacher, as I said. You're a great journey facilitator. And I love the train station as a departure point. You took us to an encounter with the Inner Council. We could use it, as I'm sure you have, for any purpose we like, including, tracking forward. on our probable future track to see where it comes out and deciding whether we need to change lines and so on. But it's a wonderful meditation. It's a wonderful launch pad for a conscious journey, and I'm sure that it took people to interesting places and interesting things. I found myself in a very small country, rural station, in a country you visited, in the Czech Republic. I know you love that country.
I do.
I'm so vividly there. It's funny because it's a tiny station, and sometimes the trains that come are just one carriage, you know, just one carriage. So I'm sort of laughing already, Robert, you've chosen a small, rural, bucolic station in this country setting. But I had some interesting adventures, and I saw some things that I will certainly work and play with, so thank you for that. So when we get into the next segment, I think we're probably going to spend some time talking about different aspects of our dream lives, yours and mine, and what it means to be a dream teacher, because as I say, you're a very good dream teacher. I know that you're helping people in all sorts of ways, including them teaching them how to deal with unsatisfactory dreams and nightmares and bad dreams by going back into the dream space. I know you're helping people to break a dream drought and open up to all the cornucopia of gifts that are waiting for us in the dream world if we will only pay attention. And after the break, I want to tell you a dream of my own from actually the night before last, which I had an experience which is not altogether unusual for me, and maybe it's happening for you too. I found myself checking in with a dream self, a possible future self, who knows a few more things than I am and experimenting with tools and techniques I haven't developed yet. So I find myself in the situation, not exotic for me and maybe not exotic for you, keep up to speed with my parallel dream self, who, as I say, has gone a little bit ahead of me, effective techniques I haven't quite put together yet. We're talking to Monica Kenton. She is a wonderful dream teacher in Minnesota. Monica, if people want to contact you, and they probably will, I know you do coaching and you run workshops, how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at my website at monicakenton.com or also on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, so monicakenton.com is one place to go. I know Monica leads wonderful workshops and does coaching, so you might want to check her out. And, of course, although she's in Minnesota in this age of global communications, you can reach to her from anywhere. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer, the radio show with Robert Moss. We'll be back to talk more about what becomes possible through dreaming after the break.
Where can you find out about dreams and the dream world? MossDreams.com. At MossDreams.com, you can find out about Robert Moss, his work, and discover the way of the dreamer. Read numerous articles and essays on almost every facet of dreams. Find out Robert's class and workshop schedule. Read reviews and so much more. Visit MossDreams.com to find your way of the dreamer. That's MossDreams.com.
Robert Moss has a deep engagement with the dream world, and now you can take a crash course from this master of active dreaming at your own pace. That's right, you can get Robert's 8 exciting half-hour programs on a new DVD set called Way of the Dreamer. Share Robert's story as a dreamer and dream healer. This dynamic 3 DVD set can help teach you how to find your way through your dreams to realize your full potential. Don't wait to learn the practical dreamwork techniques that can help you understand how to attain better health, emotional stability, spiritual awareness, and more. Order Way of the Dreamer DVDs today from Amazon.com or MossDreams.com. That's MossDreams.com.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
This is Way of the Dreamer, Robert Moss. Please go over to my website, mossdreams.com. We've put up a skeleton key to all my workshops and trainings for 2020, and we are about to launch another online video course for the SHIP Network called The School of Imaginal Healing. All the details of that will be up when you check the website or soon thereafter. We're talking to Monica Kenton, wonderful, lively, animated, creative dream teacher from Minnesota. Her website is monicakenton.com, and you can find her, as they say, on Facebook. Monica, I want to share briefly experience from my dreams the night before last and talk about our relationship with the future, with parallel dreams, and how we get inspiration for everything, really. So in my dream, I'm really having a wonderful time. I'm leading a large group in an interesting workshop setting. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but all sorts of things are going on. And I developed a three-part process for transferring a vision to someone who needs a vision. Now, you're familiar with what we call our vision transfer or dream transfer technique in our School of Active Dreaming. We have learned, and you have practiced this as well, that we can do something wonderful for each other. We can grow a dream, which might be a healing image, a story of life possibility, something that brings juice and joy. We can grow a dream for someone who doesn't have a dream. We can produce a story for someone who needs a better story for their lives in order to step out of the old dysfunctional past history. We can do that in the dream. So we've been practicing that for a while, and it's in my trainings, and you do it, and we're all finding it very valuable. In my dream, I am learning, I'm demonstrating a three-part version of this. I won't try to go into details right now, though I did write them down very specifically because I didn't want to lose them. And it was a three-stage interactive process for doing the vision transfer, which was producing wonderful results. So without going through the details right now, I noticed when I woke, and I became lucid at a certain point in the dream in the specific sense that I became conscious of my body in the bed while still remaining in the dream in a state of dual awareness. I'm somewhat cautious about using the term lucid dreaming because for me it's often a state of bifocal or multifocal dreaming of being conscious in several places at the same time rather than the simply saying, hey, I'm dreaming, I'm dreaming. I'm aware that my body is in the bed and it's moving around and there I am in my bedroom and I'm still fully engaged in the dream and enjoying the dream. And I know I have to retain the details because my dream self has gone a step beyond me. He's taken a technique that I pioneered, but he's done something new with it. It's got some new twists, and it's got some really beautiful interactive drama and theater about it, and it's going really well. So, and I notice when I think about this that a number of things. First of all, I notice that sometimes in my dreams, I don't know about you, I'm in contact with a self of me, the parallel or other self of me, who's ahead of me. He's gone ahead of me a bit. He's developed techniques. He's experienced things I haven't experienced yet. Is he simply my future self? Is he my wiser self? Is he my parallel self? He might be all of those things, but the key thing for me is to remember and harvest and apply what he knows that I do not. It also takes us into the realm of seeing the future. It takes us into the realm of being present in more than one life at the same time. To borrow your railroad analogy, it takes us into the theme of being on several event tracks, several life tracks at the same time. So when you hear that kind of story, what does it make you think about in terms of your own life and your own experience?
Well, I do definitely have a lot of those types of dreams as well, with connecting in with future selves or parallel selves and being... Being aware, what I end up doing is taking a lot of the energy from it to be able to eventually get me to that space. So I know for myself, when I've connected in with some of my future self or that was giving me information for a long time, I wasn't getting any information. I was told to just trust and continue going forward, and that was a part of my life at that moment where I was to be able to trust the process. And then I got to a certain point where I was on my right track and being able to get information. And so I've seen myself where I am right now. I saw myself 2 years ago, and I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to get there because I get stuck sometimes in that how. But knowing that that when I hold that vision and work with that energy and take action on the things that are being shown to me, that I will get to that place.
I think what you're saying is very important and very instructive for us. I actually do believe that if we can see our destination And it's a destination we deeply desire. If our desire for it is really rather strong, if we can see our destination, taste it, touch it, feel it, we're better than halfway there. We actually pull the destination closer to us. I think this is one of the practical rules of navigation in life, and I've written about how it is a rule of the ancient Polynesian system of navigation, gets you across thousands of miles of uncharted waters to see the destination, hold it in your mind. So to borrow your train station train tracks, a scenario again, I mean, we could start out from that station with the intention we're going to follow our life track maybe to where it's leading on the path we are currently on the, along the line that we've currently chosen. And then if that's not bringing us to where we want to go, we could then imagine ourselves switching lines and going in a different way. I think that actually our dreams are often showing us where we are likely to end up if we follow the way we are heading. And if we don't like it, but we remember the dream and can apply the dream, we can, you know, decide to throw the switch and shift lines and go in a different direction. I've had dreams like that over the years. I remember a dream in which I was at a train station, a busy train station, with door after door, and I couldn't get to the platform. I'm trying to push door after door. Then I remember in the dream that I'm dreaming, so I guess this is a classic lucidity moment. So I sort of just jump over all these doors, and now I'm on the platform. Now I realize I must figure out, I must make specific in my mind where I want to go. I've been rushing to get to this platform at a station, but actually, where is the line going to take me? So now in the lucid dream, I'm sort of traveling forward, flying like a bird over the tracks, looking at their layout, looking at the different options, looking at how the lines separate, and looking at several possible outcomes. So that was a spontaneous dream that became a lucid dream, where I was exercising some kind of control and some kind of intention, in which I took a scenario like yours and began to look at what often in life we don't look at. Where are we going to end up if we continue on the line we are following, and do we want to choose a different track? So that comes to my mind as I listen to you talk about things. You're inspiring people. You're inspiring people and turning them on in all sorts of ways. And I've been reading some accounts from you, of, I think, about what you've accomplished with people by telling them, hey, you don't like that dream, you can go back inside and you can fix something. Talk us to us a little bit about what you are finding, you know, in any situation that interests you, people to open out to what dreaming can be. And I think we'll actually hold that part of the discussion until after the break. We're talking to Monica Kenton. She is a wonderfully gifted dream teacher, and she, I would say, a dream traveler. She travels a lot. She has the ambition to travel a lot more. I know she travels in dreams. She travels the roads of this world. I know that she was teaching in Spain once upon a time. I know she was with me at a retreat in the Czech Republic not long ago. And you can find Monica at monicakenton.com. If you're looking for a dream advisor, a dream coach, you clearly couldn't find a better one, and she leads workshops too. You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. My website is mossdreams.com. We'll be back for more after the break.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
We're back. This is Where the Dream with Robert Moss. I mean, one of the most important things is that this is such fun. Dreaming is fun. Navigating by synchronicity is fun. Put the sparkle of champagne, sparkle of magic into your everyday life. Turning on your imagination is fun. Making things up as you go along is fun. Monica Kenton is fun. She's a dream teacher in Minnesota. I just want to talk to Monica, or rather have Monica talk to us, about what kind of fun, what kind of insight she receives as she helps people to open to their dreams, including absolute beginners who may not have known, had any idea how to talk about dreams and may not even have been remembering very much. Monica, tell us some of your experiences in your everyday life as you help people to get in touch with their dreams.
So one of the things that I tell people, when, especially because there's a lot of people who might come in and say, oh, I don't remember my dreams, so I can't do it, those types of things. And so really sharing with people that we do have, you know, 4 to 5 dreams a night, and it's about being able to take the time and connect. And one of the ways of doing that is to realize that the dreaming is our connection, it's our soul language. And so being able to understand our unique symbols and our unique ways of working with it. And I think one of the things that people don't realize to begin with dreams is that whatever we're dreaming, it can help to help us with our health, our relationships, business, the different decisions. It can help us have more energy, be able to feel lighter. It can give us ideas, help us with creative projects. And those are some of the things that I talk to people about, because when we start to realize that there's so many possibilities that are just going under the radar when we're not paying attention to it, then people get excited. And that's really how I approach dreams, and I know it's how you approach dreams, is being able to bring that fun aspect and to be able to bring more of that light aspect, and also to deal with real world issues. So what I end up doing with a lot of people is doing a drum meditation when I'm, you know, if I've done an online intro or in-person intro, doing a drumming journey to open up a dream for them. And it's always amazing because so many people will say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I could do that. And part of it is just being able to be in a space where there's other people who are seekers who want to explore this. And so that's one of the first pieces, is helping people to do that. And another way of doing accessing the dream time is to be able to go back to the last dream that was remembered. And it could be, you know, it could be a fragment, it could be a piece of a dream. And that's actually how I started remembering my dreams, because I forgot my dreams for a good 10 to 15 years in the middle of my life, and used a certain dream. And through that, it opened up the gates to the dream world.
Yeah, what you just said is so very important, and I don't find it in most of the literature, apart from my books and our manuals and our materials. One of the ways to break a dream drought is to ask the person who is bereft of dreams to talk about the last dream they remember. It might even turn out to be more of a life memory than a dream. It might take them back into early childhood. It might take them back decades. I've often found that this has been very effective with people who've had no dream recall, they have said, for 30 years or more. That's a very long time. And, of course, to be bereft of dreams for a period like 10 or 15 or 30 years, Monica, as we both understand, denotes, you know, in the view of indigenous cultures anyway, a very serious degree of soul loss. You've lost your dreams because you've lost the part of you that is the dreamer. Maybe she went away because you had to make a difficult life choice. Maybe she went away for darker reasons, because of abuse or betrayal or something like that. But whatever happened, for some reason, maybe you gave up on her. Maybe you parted company with her. Maybe you sent her away because you wanted to make cynical compromises and bow down to, you know, other people's expectations, and she didn't like you anymore because you weren't any fun, and she went away. But for whatever reason, it is my suspicion that if we are truly bereft of dreams, going through a long-term dream drought, it is because we have suffered what Germans call soul loss. We've lost a beautiful bright dream in ourselves. How do you get her back? Well, maybe the royal road to getting her back is to get the person who has lost their dreams to remember, as you were saying to us, the last dream that you do remember from however long that was ago. Maybe it's not a dream, maybe it's a life memory, maybe that will work as well. And then if we can help the person who has lost their dreams to connect with that memory from a younger self and a younger dream, maybe by connecting with that dream and that scene in that time, they'll be back in touch with the beautiful young dreamer that they once were. And maybe the energy and memory and accessibility to the sacred realms and the magic kingdoms that that child has, that that younger self has, will return and will bring the dreams back with it. I've seen this work beautifully. It's magic and it's natural magic. So thank you for taking us into that area. Now, you also work with people who do remember dreams or have experiences from the night, which they'd rather not have. You work with people who have dark dreams or nightmares. A nightmare in my lexicon is a broken dream. It's not just a bad dream. It's a dream that frightened you so much you ran away and slammed the door and said, well, I don't want to dream anymore, maybe, or that's enough of that. So I know that you help people who have dark experiences in the night. And what is the way that you approach that? If I come to you, let us say, as a client seeking a dream coach, and I say, well, all this dream stuff might feel very well, but I'm facing something that's pursuing me in my dreams, and I can't stand it, and I'm having a terrible time because I have to wake myself up to get away. What would you say to somebody who is in that situation?
First of all, I would, you know, when I'm working with a person, is to have the intention of what is it that they're hoping to achieve. Are they hoping to find their way out, find the light in the dream? And then I'm going to take them through the lightning dream work process, which you have created, helping people to go through those steps of first being able to, well, first, before when I'm starting to talk about a nightmare, for example, I will start to tell people that a lot of times a nightmare or something like that is wanting to get our attention so that we can really pay attention and move and shift things. And so how can we do it with more ease and grace and to do it in a way that brings more of the light? So that's one of the things I would first talk about with someone and then take them through the lightning dream work process where they are sharing the dream and what is happening, what they remember, and then giving it a title. Also sharing the feelings that they have, because sometimes with these nightmares, there might be this exhilaration. Sometimes there is fear. So the feelings are going to help us to see, you know, what is going on as well. And then a reality check, something of, you know, has this happened before, or is it somehow symbolic of what's going on with their life right now? And then from that place to go in and work with them. So when I'm working with somebody privately, I think of a person that had a lot of physical issues that were going on, and he kept on having a nightmare where his arm was feeling like it was cut off when he would awake. And he would be in this big building, and when we started to work with it, I helped him to re-enter that dream and walked him through it, going from place to place and helping him to gather tools. Like in his dream, he had a lightsaber, so helping him to actually walk through it. So I would help people to actually walk through that dream to help them shift and change at times when they didn't know how to do it themselves. And that has brought some powerful realizations as well. So sometimes as dream teachers, that's what we do. Some of it they can get by just the process, and some of it is about really going with them and traveling with them to help them see what they need to and gather the tools necessary to see what their healing is or what can help them.
Very nice discussion. Very nice summary of our lightning dream process. Monica, we're going to take another break. Think whether you have a dream or somebody like a dream you'd be willing to share with me in our last segment, and I'll play the role of guide and ask you the question, and we'll go through the lightning dreamwork technique lickety-split really fast if you have a dream you'd like to share. You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. Our wonderful guest is Monica Kenton. teacher of active dreaming in Minnesota. You can find her at monicakenton.com. We'll be back after the break.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We're talking with Monica Kenton, dream teacher in Minnesota. I'm going to ask Monica if she has a dream she'd be willing to share with me. Do you have one, Monica?
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So in this dream, there's just some different fragments of it. So there's one piece where I'm seeing that I'm with somebody who doesn't seem like a natural choice for me. It's a person who is in a wheelchair and is in a circle, like in a circle of people. Then I'm all of a sudden in some type of a gymnasium. It's like a school gymnasium with a lot of 20 to 30 year olds. There's also something right near it. It's like a big underground metro or bus station. So I see a lot of the metro, the subway. And so a lot of people have passes to go here, and I realize that I don't have my pass. I don't have it, and I need to get some change. So I see this change machine, and I start to put some dollars in it, but they keep on getting stuck. It's just like I keep on trying to put it in, and it just keeps on wadding up, and it keeps on getting stuck in there. And it won't take my dollars, and then all of a sudden, the piles of change start to pour out of this change maker. And then I notice kind of further up in the metro station that there's a line of people waiting for me. So I grab all of this change that's just pouring out, and I take handfuls and scoops of it, and I'm just putting it in my pocket. And I notice that it's of every denomination, you know, pennies, quarters, nickels, all of that. And usually... Usually I would just kind of quick go off, but I'm like, you know what, I'm going to grab all of this, every single little bit and piece of it. And so everything is filled with all of this change. And then the next part of the dream, someone's going into a big radio studio place and says that she's secretly going in here to listen to some people who are doing audios, and they're really funny because she really loves to laugh and be entertained.
Okay. What's the title for these scenes?
The title is The Changemaker is Overflowing.
Is overflowing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings coming out of the sequence?
The feelings were surprised and in awe.
Okay. Reality check. Anything familiar in any way in your life or could happen in the future?
For me, I had an intention about an event that I'm wanting to create for other people. So that was one of the intentions I had for this dream. As far as change, I see when I have change in my dreams, it means I'm going through a lot of change or there's a lot of change.
Right.
I do have situations, you know, I've been in metros, I've been on subways. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of travel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to know how the dream relates to your intention. What is your intention again?
To help me create an event in a place in Oregon. I'm doing a dream event with business and shamanic dreaming.
Okay. Well, if it's my dream, it's given me a very direct response. Big change is involved, and this will be very rewarding. So I need to be prepared for big change. I'm moving from a rather static situation with the person in the wheelchair, which I don't like very much, although I must say these days, if it were my dream, I notice I sometimes get wheelchair assessments to be rushed through international airports and passport control, not for any other purpose. So I might be more relaxed about that scene than you are, but it seems to be static and broken down and not going anywhere. On the other hand, the scene with the change takes me to the underground and maybe the underworld. It also makes me think about the nature of the underworld journey, about taking people on deep journeys to a deeper place of transformation and initiation, because the underground can be the underworld, and in modern dreams often there's a big resemblance between the subway or metro and the underworld in the myths. And in the third scene, I remember that it's got to be funny, it's got to be laughing, that audio and maybe video, although video is mentioned, that we're on the radio right now, we've got to have a few laughs, we've got to keep it lively, we have to use media, you know, whether it's audio, video, or something else. And it's got to have the kick of some good humor if it's going to work. So put together, these elements give me really a plan for how to approach the new project. I mean, make it a success in business terms. There's no shortage of money here, but I can't rely on my normal currency. I can't rely on what is normal currency for me. I need to be prepared to make change and then to accept the abundance that will come with the change that I make. So I'm feeling really quite happy and confident about the dream. It puts some wind in my sails. It puts some fire in my engine on that event track. So what action are you going to take, or maybe you've taken some action already?
Well, I did take some action already, and I created the sales page, and I am offering it to people, and I am putting it out there right now. But based on what you were just talking about right now, the action I would continue to take, because just when you were talking, that's why I love dream work. It's so fun, right? And I have even more energy after what you were just sharing. So taking that energy and sharing on some Facebook Lives of what all the other things that are going to happen, and that it is for a big change, and it's going to be fun and deep and transformational.
So what is your bumper sticker, your motto, your slogan from the dream, an action phrase to carry the energy forward?
Change is fun.
Yeah, that's fine. So Monica introduced it. I've talked about it a lot on this show. I invented 20 years ago now what I call the lightning dreamwork process. I invented it. It's a simple four-step technique that enables us to talk about dreams, get some feedback, and guide you to action, and not trapped in boring, sterile analysis. I realized since I created it that it can be used for any kind of story material. It's fast, it's fun, you can do it in a few minutes. And it is the key. It really is the key to making dream work and dream play a popular phenomenon in our lives, because one of the reasons that people are nervous about sharing something like a dream is they don't know how to talk about it. They don't know how to offer comments. If they want to understand a dream, they want to go and look in one of those dream dictionaries, which I would burn if I burned books, because you've got to find your own symbology. We heard Monica talking just now about what change means in her dreams. You heard me talking about what the underground, the subway, means in my dreams beyond a literal subway. I must say, Monica, I felt energized hearing you tell the dream and then discussing it with you, and for a moment it became my dream, including the wheelchair, because, you know, because I have some knee problems, I will get wheelchair assistance at big international airports to be rushed through, not to be sitting around static in a circle. So actually, the image of the wheelchair for me has the opposite valence, the opposite value of what it would have for most people. It's a way of getting rushed through, getting the head of the line of passport control, and getting somewhere in a hurry. And then the whole business with the subway, the metro, et cetera, and the change machines is very redolent and very full for me of memories and connections and associations with traveling around the world and often getting on the subway, albeit probably on the subway or metro in Barcelona and in London in the near future, for example. And so if it were my dream, I'd also be making connections with travel, and that might be another level of the dream. We didn't talk about it, but our dreams can function on different levels, much more than a quick look can suggest. So if it were my dream, I'll just add to our previous discussion, I'd be open to some change and some thrills on the roads of life, and I'd be open to making some metro subway rides I might not have planned yet but might be in my future. We're talking to Monica Kenton, dream teacher in Minnesota, available as a dream coach and workshop leader wherever you are. Get in touch with her at monicakenton.com. You've been listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. Do visit my website, mossdreams.com. You'll see, if you don't know already, I'm launching a new 12-week online video course called the School of Imaginal Healing. This is the apogee, the high point of my efforts to adapt our active dreaming techniques to healing our lives and becoming shamans of our souls. Speaking of shamans of our souls, Monica Kenton from Minnesota is one of those who really helps us to understand how much soul work we can do for ourselves and for each other in a family easy way. Thank you so much for sharing your dreams and your approach as a dream teacher, Monica, and for acting as such a great ambassador for the dream wherever you go.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a real lot of fun.
All right. May your best dreams come true. And to everybody joining the show, may your best dreams come true, and may you remember them.